I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An evangelistic outreach in Vietnam earlier this month was full of surprises. The first surprise was that it was even allowed to happen. Vietnam is a staunchly communist nation. A man we'll call Pastor Locke served as an interpreter at the crusade.
But we do believe that in this case, God opened the hearts of the official to give us permission to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to people.
The second surprise was the impact of the two nights of outreach despite bad weather.
There were over 24,000 people attending the crusade, and over 2,200 people received Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for that.
More than 250 churches united to bring this event about. Join with them as they celebrate and follow up with new believers. Pastor Locke also asks for prayer for smaller local outreaches to share Christ this Christmas season. And as persecution rises in new places today, Christians in Nigeria have been in a firestorm for years. According to Open Doors, 82% of the Christian martyrs from late 2022 to September 2023 were in Nigeria. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says.
So we think, well, that's just kind of the way it is over there. What we don't realize is their aggressive pursuit. They're trying to annihilate Christianity from the entirety of northern Nigeria.
Boko Haram rampages in the north, and Fulani militants press south. They murder and seize land from Christian farmers to use for their livestock. Kelly says Fulani political leaders tend to look the other way when Christians are abused. Ask God to call Nigerian believers to boldly reach Fulani and other Muslim people groups in the violent north with the gospel. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.